Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. In Iran, state media are reporting today that hardline cleric Ebrahim Raisi will be Iran's next president. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Tehran that if his win is officially confirmed, Raisi will succeed incumbent Hassan Rouhani in August.
The news was widely expected, as pre-election surveys had shown Raisi with a wide lead over former central bank governor Abdel Nasser Hamati and three other rivals. Hamati and President Rouhani both said they had offered Raisi congratulations on his victory. Raisi is a hardline cleric and judge whose views are believed to align closely with those of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Many Iranians said they would skip the vote, unhappy with the narrow range of choices among candidates and angry with the economic hardships of recent years. A number of polling places in Tehran saw far fewer voters than in past elections. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Tehran.
Raisi scored an overwhelming victory after several contenders were disqualified. He is Iran's top judge and is subject to U.S. sanctions for alleged human rights abuses. Galveston, Texas will celebrate Juneteenth today with an annual parade and the dedication of a new work of public art. Elizabeth Troval has more on a new mural in the city where slaves in Texas first learned they were free.
The mural features several different scenes and people important to Black history, like the first African slave in the Americas who was shipwrecked near Galveston. The most prominent scene shows the issuance of General Order No. 3 on June 19, 1865, which began the liberation of enslaved Texans with the arrival of Union soldiers. The mural's lead artist is Reginald C. Adams.
156 years ago, these documents were signed, and it changed America. It changed the world because so much has happened since then. And so while that history has been here for 156 years, this mural has put a face on it.
The mural is located on a brick wall facing the space where that order was issued. I'm Elizabeth Troval in Houston.
Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti says he and 10 other mayors around the country are pledging to pay reparations for slavery instead of just talking about them.
Today we launch Mayors Organized for Reparations and Equity, or MORE. So each of us does something more, makes more of a commitment to justice, more of a commitment to wealth building, more of a commitment to a society that includes everybody, more of a commitment to a country that faces its past because we know our prosperity in the future depends on it.
Mayors from L.A. to the small town of Tallahassee, Oklahoma, say the aim is to set an example for the federal government on how a nationwide program could work. Forecasters keeping an eye on the weather along the Gulf Coast, high winds and heavy rains hitting coastal Louisiana and Mississippi today. This is NPR News. The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops have overwhelmingly approved the drafting of a document that aims to call out Catholic politicians, including President Biden, for choosing to receive communion despite their support for abortion rights. The 168-55 vote was announced near the end of a three-day virtual meeting. Bishop Robert McElroy of San Diego voted against the document and had urged the other bishops to reconsider, warning such a document could invite political division.
We will invite all of the political animosities that so tragically divide our nation into the very heart of the Eucharistic celebration.
The bishops voted to draft the document after 2 hours of debate. A new survey of racial representation on Broadway and in nonprofit New York theaters shows deep inequities in funding and a lack of diversity among artistic directors and producers. Jeff London reports.
The report by the Asian American Performers Action Coalition looked at the 2018-2019 theater season, the last full season before the pandemic. It found that all 18 largest nonprofit theaters in New York had white leaders, and their boards were overwhelmingly white. Most Broadway producers and company managers were white, and the vast majority of corporate and institutional funding went to primarily white theaters. There were some gains for performers of color. Nearly 30% of all Broadway roles and more than half of nonprofit roles went to actors of color. The public theater was listed as the most diverse, but employed only a small percentage of Asian American actors. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London.